per day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather this afternoon is going to be scattered showers and thunderstorms. Then the showers likely and a possibility of a thunderstorm after 4 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 75. That doesn't make sense. If it's going to be scattered showers, is the sun going to sign you the thunderstorms? Anyway, northeast winds around 6 miles per hour, and then it's becoming calm. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Tonight, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 7 p.m., then scattered showers, cloudy with a low around 54, light and variable winds, and a chance of precipitation is 60%. Tuesday, chance of showers with thunderstorms, also possible afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 75, north winds around 7 miles per hour. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 54 and light west winds. Wednesday, sunny. There you go. With a high near 83, west winds 3 to 8 miles an hour, and Wednesday night partly cloudy with a low around 61.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. This is NAMI's hour, compliments at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. And there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no paid staff. We have no office. We work out of our homes. We use our own phones, etc. What we try to do is we try to help people and families who have a mental health issue. We do it in various ways. One of the ways we do it is we teach a 12-week family-to-family class for families or someone who have either in their family or know someone who they're close to who has a mental health issue. It could be somebody they work with or a next-door neighbor or whatever. It doesn't have to be blood. But they go over medications, side effects, what to do, what not to do in a crisis situation, how to handle some situations that 9 times out of 10 you're going to run into with someone with a mental health problem. And it's all free. Everything that NAMI does in Hunterdon County is free. There is no charge. We also have support groups where people can come and talk about their problems. And people that are there either have been through it or are going through the same thing, and they'll come up with, you know, hopefully some suggestions that the person may or may not have tried already. And again, it's all free. We have in this economy, unfortunately, sometimes both the husband and wife have to work, and sometimes they don't get home till 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. So therefore, teachers are spending a lot of time or more time during the week with a child or an adolescent than the parents. And it's all because of the economy, and nobody's blaming anybody. It's not that, you know, it's not that. But we have this course called Educating the Educators, which by educating the educators, we teach the teachers what to look for in case they have someone in their classes who, was great 1 year and now is all of a sudden sullen and not communicative and, sits by themselves or is angry or getting in trouble and how to handle it and so on and so forth. So anyway, that's it. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and today we are very privileged to have with us Sue Ann Sesha Harnden. I hope I said that right, Sue Ann, did I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, that's one for one. I'm batting 1,000. And Sue Ann is the owner of Fifth Dimension Healing Energy. She's a creator of Manifesting Through Masterminds program. She's a certified Reiki master. Is that how you say it, Reiki?
Reiki, yes.
Okay, a certified Reiki master and teacher. Holistic energy medicine practitioner serving both people and animals. Sue Ann, it's a pleasure to have you on. I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be on. I know you had mentioned to me once that your husband is in therapy for, some of the stuff, so it's kind of tough to be here in person, but I'm glad we could take the time and have you on the phone.
Oh, thank you. It's my privilege to be here and talking with you and your audience, Larry, and yes, thank you. My husband is well recovering from a total hip replacement, but we still have a busy schedule back and forth trying to keep him on the mend and, running Fifth Dimension Healing Synergy.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you also letting me come in on the phone. That was great.
Well, I know about, I didn't have a hip surgery. I had both my knees replaced. So I know, the rehab and so on and so forth that you have to go through. So I can appreciate it.
Healing is a true commitment.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you have to look at it like I looked at it. I was in pain for years and didn't want to have the operations. And finally, it got to the point where I had no cartilage in my right leg, so it was bone on bone rubbing every time I walked. And I only had 2% cartilage in my left leg. So it was like, 98% bone on bone. And so rather than do one and as I'm recuperating, leaning on the other one, which wouldn't make sense because it didn't have any cartilage either, or basically none. So I had them both done at the same time, and so I, like I said, I can sympathize with your husband.
Yeah. And life is great now, right?
It is. I'm kicking myself for not doing it years earlier, because I did, like I said, I put it off for years because I just didn't want to do it. I was a little concerned about it and such, but.
Sure. Well, that is actually part of the whole healing discussion we can get into today because there's physical level healing, and then there's the mental emotional side, which is kind of what I want to talk to your audience about. And
sure.
Sometimes it is those things, those fears, that worry, that, what's it going to be like? We anticipate all the things around what that recovery will be, and then we put off the very thing that we need most to heal us to get us back to wholeness and good quality of life. And lots of people go through that. It is, we don't know what we don't know. So, we kind of put off those things that are in our higher interest.
That's true. Forgive me, I don't really have too much of an understanding about some of the things that you do. So I want to ask, first of all, how you got into this type of work.
Sure. So generally, I guess you would call the field of work that I'm in is alternative and complementary medicine. And it's more based on energy medicine practices, which means we're dealing with the energy levels and different energy, the energy makeup, if you will, of our whole being and our body. So one thing I would like to take a little bit of time in our chat this afternoon is just to educate your listeners on what we call the energy body structure. Many people may not realize that we are much more than our physical bodies, and just understanding a little bit about that gives you a better insight into the possibilities of healing yourself, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and sometimes even spiritually. So I've actually been doing work in this realm for, I would say, a good 20-plus years. I had a very long and wonderful career in the corporate arena for about 30 years, worked with companies big and small, and retired from corporate America back in 2012. But along the way, while I was having my corporate life, I was also very called to different things, I guess you would say, in the more metaphysical realm, more natural healing, things like herbal medicine, learning a lot about some different metaphysical practices, meditation, yoga, you know, tried a lot of different healing methods myself in my own life, because for whatever reason, Western medicine wasn't really very effective for me, especially in my 20s and 30s when situations would come up. I would get more side effects and things would just sort of happen that, you know, made anything I tried to do to make myself better make me actually worse. So
right.
I started investigating and looking for other ways to get myself healthy and stay healthy. And ultimately, along the way, did a lot of different studying across the alternative complementary field and used many of those practices in my own wellness and healing. So when the time became right to leave corporate America and say, what do I want to do next, it was pretty natural for me to want to, you know, open a healing practice because I wanted to be able to serve other people and whether there's other options out there, you know, complementary to pull alongside of whatever may be working well for them or maybe not working well for them in our traditional Western medicine. So that's how I came to open Fifth Dimension Healing Energy. And really, it's just born out of my own studies and in some cases, you know, getting certified and trained in many different modalities to be able to bring that mm-hmm. now back out to the public, both with people clients and with animal clients.
Well, you know, it's ironic because dealing with people with mental illness and my own son, well, we have four kids and my youngest son has schizophrenia, and dealing with his crisis for the last almost 20 years, you know, you find doctors prescribe different medications and yada, yada. And, you know, and some people are doing different things. Rather than taking medication, they're doing uh-huh. other things. And one young lady, an Asian lady from Los Angeles, sticks in my mind because we've talked a couple times on the radio, and she suffers from severe depression and bipolar. But she says to me one day on the radio that, well, I don't take any medication. I says, okay, what do you do? And she says, well, I run a lot, and I'm into holistic medicine. I said, okay, does it work for you? And she says, yeah, I'm fine. I says, well, keep it up.
Yeah, that's terrific.
And she says, you're not going to tell me to stop? I said, why would I do that? First of all, I'm not a doctor. Second of all, why stop something that's working? You know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, yeah. If I'm taking Bufferin and it works for my headache, why would I not want to take it? You know, it's
yeah, and some of
this it's a pretty poor example, like, but, you know.
Options, you know, you know, most of us growing up of a certain age, you know, we came up and the doctor was everything. But, you know, I want to remind people that there was a time when we didn't have doctors, right?
Yeah.
We didn't have the establishment of the medical community, and we didn't certainly have all the wonderful medical advances and discoveries that we've had either. So, you know, there was a time when the people's medicine and what people took to get well and balanced came from the earth, for example,
right.
Through the
exactly.
plants and herbal medicine. So, you know, we have to
look back on Native Americans.
Our concept of what medicine is, whether it's coming from a plant or
right.
some other aesthetic, but
right.
and what we need healed, you know, how we heal ourselves can come in many forms.
And like I said, you know, look at Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my grandparents on my father's side were full-blooded Native Americans, and they used all natural items, you
yeah.
know, for
any of the plants
right.
and other
plants and other.
There
you
are
know.
Many healing traditions, even today. Homeopathy, which actually started out being part of medical training way back when. I can't remember how old homeopathy is, but homeopathy is really a vibrational energy medicine, and it's based on the law of similars. So it's like attracts like. So in picking a remedy, which could be made of, you know, anything, it could be a plant, it could be a mineral, it could be any substance, really, you can make a homeopathic remedy. In that particular case, what a homeopathic practitioner is trying to do is match the vibration of the condition that's gotten out of balance and use the energy medicine, if you will, of that exact remedy to basically bring you back into balance.
Right.
And it works, you know, emotionally as well as at the physical level. So, you know, there's just many ways to go at healing, right? And it's sort of about expanding your understanding of the possibilities and finding the right one for you,
right.
Who you are and
right.
how you know, wish to live your life.
And, you know, like I said to this young lady, you do what, if it works don't stop it, you know. Don't change it if it's working, you know.
Exactly.
And all I said to her was, you know, it's working. Don't stop. Keep it up. Just keep in the back of your mind that maybe down the road you might have to add to what you're doing with a, you know, a medication. But I'm not saying that's a definite, you know, it could be, though. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you working along with your running and holistic things that you're taking, you may have to take a medication along with it. But, hey, you know, as you get older, your body changes, you know, so.
Exactly.
I know, right. I'm old, so my body's changed.
Things do change, and, you know, adaptability and flexibility is really good when you're kind of, you know, keeping track of your overall wellness. Because, as you said, there are points in time, even if one is holistically inclined, meaning, you know, I just, you'll do whatever you can and using natural remedies or other approaches. Before you'll take, you know, a medication, there are times, of course, when, you know, you do need Western medicine. You do need to, you know, you break your leg, you are going to go to the orthopedist, you're going to get that leg set, but you may support the healing of your body with other things that stimulate the immune system and help repair that tissue faster. And, you know, you might use homeopathic, you might use herbal medicine, you might use something else.
Right, right.
You know, to work with the body's natural healing systems to get yourself back in wellness. But you're going to, of course, get your leg set.
Right, exactly. Or like in your husband's case, it's him.
This is probably not going to necessarily do that for you.
Right.
So you have to be open to, you know, it's a big tent healing, and we need all parts of the community, the Western and the Eastern approach.
And, you know, like I needed my knees replaced. So, you know, no amount of holistic medication was going to change that, you know, so I had to go get the operation, you know, but after the operation, someone gave me some, you know, an item, and it worked very well, you know, but then again, sometimes things work and sometimes they don't, you know.
You know, that's why having additional support in the community with your regular medical practitioner, caregiver, and also being acquainted with some other practitioners who can offer you that complementary alternative is lets you kind of solve the problem from different aspects and angles. And that is actually why I love complementary alternative medicine, because, again, you know, each person is unique and each person's challenges are going to be unique, and what might work to heal my body might not work for your body.
Right.
We're unique individuals. So.
Right.
You know, we need to just be giving people as many opportunities for free choice in how they heal and ways they can heal and find the right solution for themselves. But at the end of the day, the only people that can heal us is actually us. You know, the doctor doesn't heal you. The doctor gives you tools and gives you, you know, support to heal it, but you're actually healing yourself. And that's true whether you go to a Western, you know, medical practitioner or you go to a holistic naturopath type practitioner. Anybody who is offering you support is doing just that. You individually as a person are the one who's actually healing your own body using your immune system and all your other, you know, stimulating your own healing response, working with those. They're basically tools, right? So people have kind of lost some sight of the accountability of that sometimes because, you know, they're like, you know, quick fix, come fix me, I'm broken, something, you know, is not right. But the only person that's going to really make that shift is actually the person who needs to make that shift.
Right. What is, you're the owner of fifth dimension healing energy.
Mm-hmm.
What does that entail?
It is a practice involving holistic medicine practices, which include things like Reiki healing, which is a form of energy healing. It includes working with other forms of energetic techniques and tools, vibrational medicine, so herbal medicine, homeopathics, doing energy clearing of the energy bodies, and basically rebalancing, helping people rebalance their energy field. And the reason that is important to understand is, again, we are more than our physical body. So what people sometimes don't understand is there's all these layers and levels to us as, you know, human beings, souls in these human bodies, you know, having a life here. And we have, because we have a multi-layered, if you will, multi-dimensional body that we're carrying around, which is more than this dense physical body container that we've been talking about, we also have other places where imbalance of energy can occur at the mental, the emotional, and even the spiritual layer. in the way I teach it, and I teach the energy body system in my Reiki classes for my students so that they really have a better understanding of who they are. So if you can imagine you have this, you know, core body, right, your dense physical body, and you have like a little superhighway of energy running through your body that provides life force, right? It's the life force running through you. It feeds and nourishes all your organs, your systems. It animates you. It's what gives you your creativity. It's what lets you have the rich and complex life you have. But we all know in our physical body when something gets unbalanced or we get, you know, too little energy or too much energy in some parts of our body, some of our organs and systems will either clog up or they'll get too much energy and it'll get, you know, overheated, if you will. And any of those is an imbalance that can be corrected through the use of energy medicine practices by basically readjusting the flow of that energy. So we need a good flow of energy in our physical body to nourish our organs and our systems and keep our body physically optimally well, keep that life force energy running, which keeps disease, you know, at bay. We don't get any blockages, too much or too little energy. The body will work as it was designed to work. But if you can imagine out from that core body, you also have another energy system on top of that that you're carrying around. And we call that the subtle body or the energy bodies. And they expand, if you can imagine, like a layers, like a radiating pattern, if you will, of just little layers, one on top of the other, anywhere from 7 to 9, depending on which tradition you study. And each of those layers going out from the body is another layer of energy that you are carrying around. So when people have what we call a healthy aura or an energy body system, that energy can expand anywhere from, you know, 6 inches, a couple inches off the body to, you know, 2 or 3 feet out from the body. And in those layers and levels, just like in our physical body, there is, you know, channels of energy running through that, and those can become blocked or they can become, the flow could be decreased or there can be imprints of different energetic perceptions, beliefs, ideas, etc., that cause the body to not function well. They are actually patterning bodies to some extent, coming down from a spiritual level all the way down to what we call the etheric body level. And part of that body structure, that energy body structure outside the physical body, is the mental body and the emotional body, where a lot of different healing challenges can come up for people, because that's really where we're capturing and holding a lot of our perceptions, beliefs, judgments about who we are. Our consciousness and our subconsciousness are contained in those layers as well, and they act like recording devices. So when we have positive thoughts, those get recorded. When we have negative thoughts, those get recorded. And because thoughts are just forms of energy, they can actually find their way down if we continue to repeat them and think about them and, you know, meditate and bring them into our awareness until they become conscious thoughts. They can actually pattern down as energy patterns into that physical body and start to cause imbalances in the physical body. You know, everything around us is energy, so this is sometimes people don't realize that. You know, people will say, oh, be positive or think happy thoughts, but there's really a lot to that. If we can keep ourselves on the positive spectrum, we can actually shift and recreate the negative energy that we might be carrying around. So you see people say, turn that frown upside down.
Yeah.
You know, it's really true. If you can do that, you can feel your energy shift. You know, you look at yourself in the mirror and you catch yourself frowning. All of a sudden you look at yourself and you smile in the mirror, and your whole energy actually shifts with that, because now you've created a more positive energy vibration.
Yeah.
I'll give you another example. Believe it or not, everybody is more sensitive to energy than they think, even if you don't think you are. Imagine yourself at, you know, a networking event, and you're with a group of colleagues and friends, and everybody's having a good time, and you're all talking, and you're bubbly, and it's all happy, the weekend's coming, and someone walks into the room, and suddenly everybody gets quiet, or people start to turn, and people feel like this sense of, you know, doom and gloom.
Mm-hmm.
The person walks into the room, hasn't said a thing yet, but people feel that. They feel the energy. That person maybe had a bad day or got some bad news, but all of a sudden, they're like Debbie Downer. You know, they walk in the room, and we all can feel that energy shift. We feel when someone comes up to us, if they're happy or sad, you can feel those very basic emotions, and that's coming through in their energy body and kind of broadcasting, if you will, through that subtle body that we're all carrying anywhere from a few inches to a few feet out from us.
Right.
Same thing when you and I, you know, we meet at a networking event, and we're talking, and let's say, you know, you're you know, you're a very outgoing, gregarious person, and you just march right up to me, and you stand 2 feet from my face, and you're like, how are you, Sue Ann? It's all great to be with you, et cetera. I might be a little bit uncomfortable with that because you know, your energy body is very expanded, and maybe mine is very expanded, too. Well, basically, in that very close proximity, that close personal space, our energy bodies have actually intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
So those close talker people, you know, that's a little uncomfortable for people because you've literally walked into somebody else's energy space if they have a very healthy aura that's kind of expanding out from them. And that's why you feel uncomfortable. You sort of literally walked into your energy body.
Hmm.
So we all have that ability. We don't realize it because we're not taught this stuff in school, but we are all much more sensitive to energy because we all are energy, and at some very basic level we do understand, you know, we feel that vibration of happy or sad. Your pets certainly sense it. You know, they're very sensitive to energy around it. They know when they're, you know, the people in the household are in harmony. They know when things are out of balance. They know when someone's sick. They know when, you know, you're going to be home and you're not even down the driveway yet. They sense that energy coming.
Mm.
So we are all, you know, little receiving stations and broadcasting stations in that respect.
Everybody's a radio show, right?
Everybody's a little radio show, broadcasting on their own low frequency. That's right.
Let me ask you, Reiki.
Reiki, yes.
I don't know how you say it. USI Reiki? USUI?
Yusui Reiki. So,
how is it?
Yusui, which is
okay.
Actually the name of the founder, Macau.
Yeah, he was a founder. He was a Japanese gentleman, was he not?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So Reiki is a Japanese healing art, and the main purpose of Reiki is to provide stress reduction and deep relaxation that also promotes healing. Believe it or not, Reiki is actually quite mainstream. In fact, from a local perspective, we have people who are offering Reiki in the hospital.
Yes, they are.
On both an inpatient and an outpatient basis.
Right, right.
You have people like me who are, you know, private practitioners who offer Reiki treatments to people and animals. I teach it as well for people who want to learn it for their own self-care or perhaps like me want to go on and be a practitioner and add it as a tool in their service offerings to clients if they're in a holistic or natural field. Many nurses have been trained in Reiki to understand it for healing purposes. So Reiki at its core is about bringing people into a very deep state of relaxation because it's from that particular place when we're very deeply relaxed that each of us can access our own innate healing response. When we're angry or we're tired or we're frustrated or we're kind of all wound up in some other way, we really can't access that. So the Reiki energy, which its entire purpose is for relaxation, there are other types of healing energies out there, but Reiki is very focused on healing. And Reiki actually, as a Japanese word, is made up of two words, rei and ki. And when you translate that, Reiki actually means spiritually guided wisdom, life force energy. So that implies that this Reiki energy actually has its own healing wisdom, and it knows actually where the healing is most needed. Now, in the context of what we were just talking about, sometimes that healing is not at the physical level. Sometimes it is at the mental, emotional, or spiritual level, so one of those other subtle bodies. And that needs to be healed or resolved or rebalanced before the physical level healing can follow. So Reiki is going to basically get a person in balance. It's going to help rebalance their energy field at whatever level they need it so that life force energy can flow through, whether it's at the physical level, nourishing the organs and the systems, or whether it's up at the mental emotional layer or a spiritual layer, part of our subtle body. But getting the person back in balance so that they can, the life force energy can flow at all levels is really the goal. And Reiki's gone quite mainstream, as you said, not just the hospitals, but I don't know if you saw this, Larry. Back in March, Newsweek actually did a whole special edition about metaphysical and spiritual practices and alternative complementary medicine, and there was a 4-page article in there about Reiki. So it's very... it's very interesting to me that, you know, metaphysical stuff has gone very mainstream, and Reiki is a very key part of that. There are over 100 hospitals in the U.S. that use it as a part of standard patient care because they've seen the effects of faster recovery, reducing some unwanted side effects from things like drugs, chemotherapy. Nurses are reporting that they see it reduces stress. It also decreases the amount of pain medication that patients require. Mm-hmm. Patients have more improved sleep and better appetite. And overall, what we're seeing is that it just accelerates the healing process. So on a personal example, you know, as we mentioned, my husband had just recently had surgery over the hospital
right.
for the hip. So in addition to, I could have actually had one of the volunteers come in and do it, but of course I'm a Reiki master teacher, so I chose to do this myself. But even when my husband was in surgery, before surgery, we did a little Reiki treatment to kind of relax him, and, you know, it's surgery stressful, and even in the best of cases, you know, you always want to look for the highest outcome and relax. While he was in surgery, I was doing a Reiki treatment outside the hospital room in the visitor center, and when he came back to his room, I did another little Reiki treatment. So constantly just working to rebalance that energy system to let the effects of the surgery go, as, you know, flow as smoothly as possible, and also to stimulate the healing response for him when his body was able to start doing that.
Right.
And it continues to be part of his wellness treatment, you know, now that he's home. But it is really, it's something that can be used in all situations, all ages, from the very young to mothers, you know, with babies in the womb, all the way to the very old, and of course, you know, pets, as we mentioned.
How do you do this?
Sure.
I mean, if
a
you get
treat,
yeah, how do you get the
person,
treatment there
like,
for the person?
Yeah, can be done in person. It can be done depending. New Jersey is a little bit different than some states. In some states, as a Reiki practitioner, you're actually allowed to lay your hands on the person's body. Here in New Jersey, we need to be licensed as a body worker. So, for example, a massage therapist, a nurse, a doctor, a chiropractor. Someone else who holds another body worker certification if we're going to actually put our hands on the client's body.
Mm-hmm.
But many Reiki practitioners, including myself, work with our hands lightly above the body. So we are literally just hovering above the body with our hands and working in that energy field. And a series of hand positions from the head down through the torso, around the main line of the energy body, which is down the, you know, from the top of their head all the way down to, you know, the core of their trunk, arms and legs. So a series of hand positions lightly over the body in the energy body field will, as we've been trained as Reiki practitioners, will allow Reiki energy to flow through us into the client's energy field. And it's that flow of energy going into the client's energy field, the Reiki, which is what's going to rebalance them where they need it. So we are trained as Reiki practitioners to allow this Reiki energy to flow through us. Typically it's flowing through our hands, through our mm-hmm. palm chakras, as we say. And it's just flowing and connecting into the client's energy field. Reiki treatments can be done with people laying down. They're usually fully clothed. They might take off their shoes or belts or heavy jewelry just so they can relax. They could be seated. They could be in a hospital bed. They could be standing. So it's very flexible in terms of how one can administer it. And it can be done in person or, believe it or not, it can be done as a distance treatment where we can focus our intention and energy and basically send it to the client. So that's, in essence, what happened with this example I just gave you. Of course, I'm not in the surgical suite with my husband.
Right.
I'm actually sitting out in the waiting room. But my intention, my focus was on my husband, the healing space, the surgical suite, and just flowing that energy and intention for all of the people doing that, the surgeon and the staff and my husband, to, you know, have that Reiki in there to support them. And all we can say is, you know, it does work. So I could be sending Reiki to my client in California or my sick aunt in Florida. You don't have to necessarily be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have
okay.
had that, you know, in my own life where my dad was sick a couple of years ago in South Jersey, and I was recovering from something myself and just could not be there every day when he was in the hospital. So days I could be there, I went to his bedside and did offer the Reiki treatments, and when I couldn't, I would do it as a distance healing meditation, really, from my home. So yeah, he was able to get the benefit of that.
Well, let me ask you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything. Do you find that Reiki and your energy healing, can it help people with mental health issues?
I think it can be helpful as adjunctive to what people are doing, because again, the goal here is to balance energy and energy flow.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, it can be to remove imbalances, right, which could be some of the cause of the mental challenges or the emotional challenges people are having. In some cases, it can help to repattern. So Reiki can be helpful for anything. We always say there's no situation in which Reiki would not be helpful, because if you can think of a situation where, say, love or holding compassion or being present for someone is a bad idea, then it would be a bad idea for Reiki.
Yeah.
And I can't think of any time when love, compassion, and just being present for someone is a bad idea. So we always like to just, you know, say it's part of the picture. Another thing is other types of energy work might be even, you know, more supplemental in that case, because you might want to clear something where someone has, you know, developed a specific energetic pattern around a series of thoughts and feelings, and sometimes those feelings and thoughts and those energy vibrations get stuck in that mental emotional layer, and the person wants to, you know, free up and not be stuck and wants to move on in their life, but they just, you know, right now they don't have the wherewithal to do it. So we can clear and rebalance that energy through other energy techniques. And then the person basically has the free will choice whether they want to recreate the pattern or not.
Okay.
So would I say they would be solving, you know, a particular issue? Mm-hmm. I would say they are more apt to complement and at least open up the flow and the possibilities of getting back to free will and rebalanced energy on all levels of the person's life.
Right, right. That's interesting. You know, because I, let's face it, it's a known fact that mental health or mental illness is not curable per se. I mean, there's a lot of people that live with it and live through it and live a healthy, normal life, but, you know, they still have the problem, you know. You know, like, I always get amazed when I do presentations and we use this screen and we show all these famous people with mental illness, and Buzz Aldrin just jumps out at me. He's a guy who walked on the moon, you know, as an astronaut, and suffers from severe depression, you know.
Right.
You know,
and, you know, honestly, even speaking of adjunctive, I mean, even supporting the caregiver in that case, right, which has got to be a lot of stress, and, you know, there may be self-doubt, there might be a lot of worry, there's a lot of fear, you know.
Sure. Right.
I mean, the caregivers can benefit from using something like Reiki or going for some other, you know, holistic approach, because we want to support them as well, because, you know, as you, I'm sure, have told people many times on your show, it's a whole, everyone in the environment is impacted, right? When one person has
Absolutely.
A challenge, everybody's feeling that on some level if they're part of that dynamic, family-wise or caretaker. So it's another option also for caretakers just to, as we say, invest in self-care, because if we can't put our own oxygen mask on first and help ourselves, it's pretty hard to help somebody else, right?
Right.
And when we get run down and when we get depleted and we, you know, are constantly giving to others and we're not taking care of our own energy body, it gets depleted.
Yep.
And you can't give that which you do not have to give away. So if you are, you know, low energy and run down and, you know, just getting yourself, you know, sick with worry, as they say, you know, you don't have much to give without totally depleting yourself. So it's important to do self-care and have those routines as basic part of our life, daily life activities. And, again, many of us are not taught that because we're in a society where it's better to give to others than to receive. And that's really a little unfortunate because, you know, we need to be taking care of ourselves so that we can be the best person
right.
And the best caregiver
right.
And the best, you know, family member for the others as well.
Well, that's the first thing, you know, we try to tell people when we teach the classes or use support groups is you can't help your loved one or the person you're caring for if you don't take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, if you're in bad health, how are you going to help somebody who's also in bad health, you know?
Right. Yeah, and it becomes a spiral, you know, then you get more worried, oh, I can't be there for them, and they're going to, and then you get yourself more worried and more sick. So
right, exactly.
You have to kind of stop that spiral at some point by just drawing a line and saying, you know, me first. And,
yeah, right.
You know, I say to my clients, self-care is not selfish. That's
right.
Where people go off in the wrong direction. They figure, well, if I'm taking care of myself, you know, then people will think I'm, you know, I'm selfish or, you know, I don't care about it, or I'm self-centered. And it really couldn't be farther from the truth.
That's right.
Know?
Because I tell them
yourself and taking care of yourself again, like we said, you know, you can be there. You can have the energy to be present. You can be positive. You can be radiating, you know, positivity and helpful good thoughts. And believe it or not, just even showing up and having that kind of energy vibration can be very healing to people.
Yeah.
So you know, if you can be that, if you can keep your own energy body and energy system healthy and working well and keep the positivity flowing, that presence has a huge beacon effect for other people because you know, it shows them it's possible.
I tell
right?
them it's simple things.
If it's possible, then we can see maybe it's possible for us in our own life.
Right. I tell them it's simple things, like if you like reading, take time out and read a book every day, or, you know, read a chapter of a book, or,
absolutely,
you know, for 10, 20 minutes. If you like
right.
to walk, walk around a block with the dog, you know,
yep.
or
yeah,
just sit in your backyard and...
Prayer takes many forms. You
yeah.
know, if you like to go get a massage, if you,
right.
you know, like to take yourself out for a nice lunch, if you want to take a nap.
Sure, either one. Sit on the
you,
back deck and look at the stars. You know,
you
it's...
feel nourished from that
right.
and replenished.
Right. So, like I said, sit on your deck and look at the stars. Or if it's in the afternoon, sit on your deck and listen to the birds. You know, it's just
absolutely.
Whatever, you know, helps you. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. So hang on there.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and we are very, very privileged today to have with us Sue Ann Sesher-Harndon, and I think I said it right, didn't I?
Thank you. Good job.
Hey, I tell you, 2 for 2. That's awesome. And Sue Ann is the owner of Fifth Dimension Healing Energy. She's a creator of Manifesting Through Masterminds program. She's a certified Reiki master and teacher, holistic energy medicine practitioner, which serves both people and animals. Suzanne, I really would like to ask about the holistic energy medicine, and that you say you're serving both people and animals. Would you elaborate a little bit about how you serve animals?
Oh, sure. Animals are an amazing and fun and joyful part of my practice. So primarily, you know, we were talking about Reiki earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. Reiki is definitely one of the main ways that I do serve my animal clients. And I work with both wild and domestic animals, believe it or not. So Reiki, because of its the nature of Reiki energy is gentle, it's effective, and it's all about getting in balance, is actually like speaking the language of energy with animals. And animals basically understand energy. Energy is their language. As we said, you know, think about, you know, when you are driving down the driveway and, you know, how does your dog know it's you and jumps to the window and knows you're about to come through the door? You know, how do they know there's a storm coming? How do they know that, you know, someone is not friendly or doesn't like, you know, cats or something? I mean, it's because they're reading the energy field and the intentions and the emotions of the situation and people and the other animals around them. That's how they know fight or flight, friend or foe, danger or safety. So when we're offering to connect them back to a space of peace, calm, harmony, and balance through connecting with this Reiki energy, they love it. They get it. You know, animals don't want to be out of balance. They understand their natural state is to be in balance, to be healthy, to be calm, peaceful, joyful, and to be present. And when they're not in that state, they want to get back to it. So similar to a person, a pet owner, I might come to their home and, you know, work with their dog or cat or other pets. I do all species. And offer to connect them into this Reiki healing energy like we described. I might sit across from them in the room, or they might be in their kennel, or they might be lying in their bed on the floor, and just be present with them in a more meditative kind of connective approach and allow them to feel and absorb the Reiki energy, whatever they want to take from that session. In the wild, with wild animals, I actually volunteer down at the local wildlife refuge with Loose Wildlife in Pittstown. And as you can imagine, we're not really talking about pets in that case, but we are talking about getting animals back to wellness and recovery so they can be rehabilitated and released back into the wild. And so all kinds of species, whether they're turtles and snakes or raccoons or groundhogs or lynxes or bears, you know, foxes, I've worked with a number of species. The goal is the same thing. Now, I'm not up close to them, or they're not going to come up to my lap, of course. We're doing basically short distance Reiki in that case, where I'm in the kennel area or I'm in the hospital area, and I'm just basically, again, in that meditative space, connecting with them from across the room or outside of the room, depending on where the animals are, and allowing them to sense and feel and connect in with this Reiki healing. And again, they take what they need, and they will, you know, start that rebalancing, that self-healing process that all of us have, people, animals, and yes, even plants. So it works very nicely with animals because they get it. I have an animal wellness program that I just launched with a fellow colleague who offers homeopathic medicine. And so once a month, we actually have a local animal wellness day right in downtown Clinton where people can bring their pets if they would like to give them or offer them Reiki healing and they don't have a place to go or for whatever reason we can't travel to their home. So I have that program, and I do quite a bit of distance work with client animals too because, again, as I said, it's energy work, and energy's work is about focus and intention. So I might work with a photograph of an animal and, you know, get some information from their owner and then basically connect in with them, you know, sometimes telepathically. That's what I do as an animal communicator, and get a sense of their energy body and where it's in balance or out of balance or where they might want or need healing, and let them connect in with that energy. So that's how it kind of works with animals, which is a great part of it. And for people, I see people in person at my home office, and they can come for an energy clearing session through something called spiritual response technique or the emotional freedom technique, which is all about rebalancing from negative energies or limiting perceptions, beliefs, judgments, et cetera, and getting that stuff cleared out of the energy system and opening them back up to free will choice, basically repatterning in positivity for them on whatever level that is needed. Reiki treatments as well. I also custom blend flower essences, which are a beautiful form of vibrational medicine. Flower essences are not aromatherapy. They don't actually smell like the flowers. They are actually healing clues from flowers. So they're basically information in a bottle, I guess that's the best way to describe
right,
it.
Right, right.
And people have heard perhaps of the Bach flower remedy, rescue remedy. It's pretty common. You can actually even find it in the grocery store. It's a little yellow and black bottle. And they have flower essences in that as well. But I work with a different line out of New Hampshire. But the whole point of that is to provide, again, at whatever level, more at the mental, emotional, and spiritual layer, healing clues, you know, about what people are struggling with. So mm-hmm. I've used flower essences successfully for everything from people with sleep challenges to pregnancy problems to, you know, trying to recover, trying to find mission and purpose in life, and a whole wide variety of challenges that we can experience at the mental, emotional, and spiritual layer. So flower essences will influence the physical level healing because it's downstream, as we talked about. We have challenges sort of up higher, if you will, in the mental, emotional, and spiritual layer. Eventually, we'll pattern those vibrations down, and that will influence our dense physical body. But they're really more at the mental, emotional layer in a lot of cases. And then I might support that with other things like homeopathy, which does work at the physical level, or okay. herbal medicine, which also works at the physical and emotional layers. And really, just again, it's all about getting people back in balance. It's about shifting them out of whatever stuck pattern that's limiting their quality of life or their fullest expression of who they are or what they want to get out of their life, and letting them come back to balance through free will choices to make positive choices in their life.
And how does manifesting through masterminds work with this?
So manifesting through masterminds is actually a little different track in my business. I kind of think it's a little bit more like a different division, if you want to think about it like that, although I am a small business. So the mastermind program that I offer is geared toward small business owners. In the moment, the groups I have running are oriented toward women business owners in holistic service-oriented businesses who need a little bit more help and support mastering, you know, the business of being in business. And so we use the principles of the mastermind. Mastermind is really something that came out of a book way back in the 20s or 30s. A gentleman named Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich and basically put to words this concept of a mastermind. When any two or more people come together in the spirit of harmony and cooperation for a definite purpose, a third greater mind is actually formed in that union. So the mastermind concept is about bringing like-minded people toward any endeavor. You know, we could have any goal, and in my case, it's about supporting women holistic business owners to be the best version of themselves possible to support them in the growth mm-hmm. and the sustainability of their business, to do it in an aligned way
right.
from a more spiritual perspective so that they feel good about making money and supporting their families and servicing their clientele, which is what they came here to do, to fulfill their mission. So it's an interesting kind of component of the energy medicine world, where it's really more motivated, in this case, by helping people become better business owners in the more holistic service-oriented field.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, but we leverage the power of the mastermind. A lot of that is around the mental and emotional, because we are leveraging really the brain power, the wisdom, the knowledge, yes, some cases the connections, the resources, the networking of the members in the mastermind group. We become like one big brain,
yeah.
if you will, one big, you know, all going in the same direction. How can we help Sally, you know, with Sally's problem this month? You know, let's all put our brains together and solve that. So Sally is not only getting whatever Sally thinks the challenge and the problem is, but she's getting Sue Ann's wisdom, and she's getting Shirley's wisdom, and she's getting
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody else's, you know, take on it. And we all have those individual perspectives and ways to, you know, go at that and solve it, where one person just couldn't do it on their own, but now gets this collective wisdom and ways to, you know, enhance and solve their problem. And people rock it, you know, their results are manifested faster because they get more input, more ideas, and more ways to go after whatever it is they're doing, and then they can take the appropriate action to bring that into real-world form.
In the last 2 minutes or so that we have, I got one real quick question. How does healing the mind and emotion impact overall health?
That's a great question. And the simple answer is it is a downstream effect. If we can heal the mind, our mental bodies, our emotional bodies, It will influence our physical health. It'll change the patterns of the vibrations. It will change literally the thoughts and the feelings that we have, that we feel in our physical body. The mind is really just is an accumulation of concepts, programming, and understandings at a certain level of our soul's existence and expression. And if we can shift that, you know, maybe we have had some misunderstandings about what our life is or could be. Maybe we've picked up bad information along the way through acculturation or, you know, mentoring or, you know, just the growing up and the learning process. Maybe everything we thought was truth, you know, maybe we got some of that wrong. Maybe it was told it was truth, but it was somebody else's truth. So anything we can do to shift that mental emotional pattern to be allowing the fullest expression of who we really are as unique individuals is going to help improve our overall mental health, mental, emotional, and then ultimately the physical health.
Okay. If someone wanted to reach out either to learn more about, you know, what you do and how you do it and how would they go about it? Was there an email address? Is there a,
sure,
a telephone number?
Sure. Two best ways. The website is www.fifthdimensionhealingenergy.net. And the phone number is 908-730-0658. And I'm right here in Clinton, New Jersey.
And the phone number is 730-0658? And would you give the email address one more time?
Email, you can get me through the website also, but it's
okay.
Suann, at fifthdimensionhealingenergy.net.
Well, Suann, I really appreciate you coming on, and I've learned something.
That's right. It was my pleasure to be with you.
And I really appreciate it, and we'll have to do this again.
Yes,
down the
fun.
Road, you know. And I don't know if you're just temporarily on hold because of your husband's rehabilitation, or you're coming back eventually, or what, I don't know. But if not, then we have to do this again, definitely.
Yeah. I would enjoy doing it. And I know you're talking about my show for 3 years, Holistic Around 100, and also here on 100 Chamber Radio. And yes, in the moment, I'm on a hiatus for a bit of time. But we'll see what the universe brings for that.
Well, you know, if not, you can always have an option here. You know?
Oh, thank you. It's fascinating talking about the mental and emotional aspects of healing. It's very important stuff that people need to know and learn. I'm happy to help educate people.
Well, I feel that it's something that, you know, like I said, whatever works. You know, some people won't even think about it, and all they do is take regular medication, and if that works for them, that's fine. But if they're looking for something different or backing off some of the medication they're taking, then I think they really should look into this. You know, I really feel
the options.
Yeah, exactly. Suann, thank you again. I really appreciate it. Have a great Memorial Day, and I hope your husband heals fast.
Thank you very much. And you as well. Have an awesome holiday.
All right.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be...
Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to 100 here on 100inchamberradio.com. Where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Radio News with Audrey Strong.
He was a bicycle officer. He had been trained when it comes to seat belting people in police vans. He touched Gray only once. Really, the driver was responsible for the seat belting.
Legal expert Royal Oaks speaking about the acquittal today of Baltimore police officer Edward Nero. Nero found not guilty in connection with the death last year of Freddie Gray. Nero was charged of failing to secure Gray in a police van where he suffered a fatal spinal injury. Although he was acquitted today, Nero is still facing an administrative administrative review from the Baltimore Police Department. Police say Nero remains on administrative leave and the internal investigation is being handled by other police departments. According to police, the internal probe won't be completed until the trials of five other officers are over, since they could be witnesses in each other's cases. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The United States is lifting a ban on selling military equipment to Vietnam, USA's Anthony Lucero reports.
President Obama says...